Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
My name is Terry Rauschenbach.
I'm Jeremy Bryant.
I'm Nathan Page.
I'm Nicholas Dower.
I'm Stephanie McGarra.
And we're the Wywiss Brass Quintet. And you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Wywiss Brass Quintet. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our Kids Commute theme on any instrument at all, get some friends. Do it together. You can find sheet music, everything you need, at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Happy Friday to you. It is the last day of snow week on IPR's Kids Commute. Hopefully, you'll be starting holiday break very soon. And we will be answering our Quizlet after the music today. The answer to this week's Quizlet is in today's show, so keep your ears open. Today, we're going to wash our hair with snow in music from the musical White Christmas by Irving Berlin. He was born in 1888 in Russia and came to the United States at the age of 5. Irving Berlin ran away from home when he was 14 years old and immediately started making a living as a performer. He would sing outside cabarets, he worked as a chorus boy, and he played in vaudeville acts. He taught himself to play the piano and for a long time could only play in one key, and he started writing his own songs and became his own lyricist, meaning he wrote his own words. And he had his first big success with Alexander's Ragtime Band, which he wrote in 1911. Irving Berlin went on to write for Broadway and film and is one of the most successful songwriters in Tin Pan Alley, or what we call the Great American Songbook. One of his most famous songs, God Bless America, won him a Congressional Gold Medal. We're about to hear a big hit of Irving Berlin's from the 1954 film White Christmas. In this film, four performers are at a faraway Vermont resort to put on a big Christmas show. And they're on the train on their way to Vermont talking about how badly they want to see snow and have a white Christmas. White Christmas was transferred from film to a Broadway musical in the year 2000, so let's hear Snow from the original Broadway soundtrack.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. Oh, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow. I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do.
How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
To see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no snow. Snow, 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 snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Houses
mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no snow.
I'll soon be there with snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll wash my hair with snow.
It's gonna snow.
And with a spade of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll build a man that's made of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'd like to stay up with you, but I'd recommend a little nap. Go back to sleep.
Go to sleep and dream of snow.
That was the original Broadway cast of White Christmas singing Snow by Irving Berlin. Great harmonies in that arrangement. Well, kids commuters, I hope you enjoyed Snow Week, the last kids commute week of 2019. Kids Commute will be taking a longish winter break, but we will be back January 13th with Beethoven Week, as requested by our very own kids commuter, Landon. So that week will be for you, Landon. Now, let's ask our last Quizlet question of 2019. The answer is in today's episode. Irving Berlin won the Congressional Gold Medal for a song he wrote. Which one was it? If you know the answer, send it to us with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll send you this week's Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Your Kids Commute team, yours truly, Kate Botello, your producer, Tony Biro, and our sharp-eared helper, Joseph Levesque, wish you the very merriest of holidays and a fabulous winter break. We'll see you in January.
Interlochen Public Radio!